Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, October 6, 2015. Israeli troops attack Palestinian protesters all over the West Bank, injuring more than 100 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in occupied West Bank has reported that at least 129 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli army fire and gas bombs in different parts of the West Bank Tuesday, and that the soldiers deliberately targeted medics and journalists. According to the ministry report, 50 wounded Palestinians were transferred to the Palestine Medical Center in Ramallah. Two of them suffered serious injuries after being shot with live Israeli rounds, while the rest suffered mild to moderate wounds. It added that 11 Palestinians were shot with rubber-coated metal bullets in Bethlehem. 7 more Palestinians were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets, while many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Furthermore, 45 Palestinians were injured in Nablus and 16 in Jenin, both in the northern part of the West Bank, suffered mild to moderate injuries. Media sources in Jenin said that 2 were shot with live rounds and dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes near the Al-Jalama roadblock north of Jenin. The soldiers also invaded a pottery store near the roadblock and kidnapped the owner after assaulting him. Head of the emergency unit of the Red Crescent in Jenin, Mohammed Saadi, said that the soldiers attacked medics and deliberately opened fire on a Red Crescent ambulance near Ramallah, smashing its windshield. Elsewhere, Israeli forces on Tuesday demolished 2 homes belonging to the families of Palestinians who carried out attacks on Israelis last year, just hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for a new process to expedite home demolitions. Locals in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Jabal al-Mukabbir told reporters that early on Tuesday morning, Israeli forces stormed the home of Muhammad Ja'abis and Ghassan Abu Jamal and demolished them with explosives. Ghassan Abu Jamal was shot dead along with his cousin Uday after they killed 4 Israelis in a high-profile attack on a synagogue in November of last year. Separately, Ja'abis was shot dead when he ran an excavator into an Israeli bus, killing 1 and injuring several others. Locals said that the neighborhood homes sustained damage during Tuesday's demolition. Meanwhile, in a third house, also in East Jerusalem, Israeli forces filled a room with concrete. Israeli forces stormed and ransacked the home of Mu'taz Hijazi family in Silwan neighborhood before filling Hijazi's former room with concrete. Hijazi was shot dead on the roof of the house on October 30, 2014, after he was accused of attempting assassination of right-wing rabbi activist Yehuda Glick. Israeli forces detained all family members and moved them away from the home, local sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, October 6, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Bassam Bannoura.